Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello everyone, this is episode 23 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Tuesday, 22 January 2019.
And it's snowing.
Snowing, yeah, it just started about an hour ago.
Yes, and
we're supposed to get 5 centimeters of snow.
Yes, is it the first snow of the year? Have we had snow?
Yeah, not this year.
Well, and
The year has only begun.
Of the winter, I mean.
I think of the winter, yeah.
Yes. So things are starting to get white. It's probably going to cause chaos everywhere because here in Belgium, people are not equipped to deal with snow.
No, plus, you know, there are too many cars.
Yes, there are too many cars. But also, I think you are expected to free up the sidewalk in front of your house of snow. And now we live in a house, so we are going to have to do this.
How?
Well, you have to, you know, shovel it away.
With a brush? I don't have a shovel.
Well, we can do, I mean, it's not going to be that much a brush. And also maybe we should invest in some salt to melt the snow.
We have salt.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, you know, we don't have enough salt.
I'll come over with the salt grinder. Maybe some pepper as well.
So we should go and buy some...
bit of chili powder.
Anyway, so it's snowing.
Yes. Which is exciting for us.
Yes, because we don't really have to go out today.
And we don't see snow often.
No.
So. I thought the cat would be more excited, though. Because last year when it snowed, she couldn't go outside yet.
No.
But now she can. I thought, oh, look, Dolly, look, snow. But I don't know.
She was outside for 2 minutes and then she came back in because it's way too cold.
I think it's a bit cold. I told her to build a snow puss, but she said, no. And then she came in.
Yeah, so she's not yet a fan of the snow. We'll see. Maybe if there's a carpet of snow and it's not falling anymore, maybe she'll find that fun. We'll see. So, how was the week?
The week was okay. It started off with a lot of writing. I had a couple of 3K word days, and then I didn't anymore. That was my week.
Okay.
But sometimes, you know, you wake up and you know, I mean me, I know I won't be writing. And this year I'm telling myself it's okay. Because, you know, it is a different year.
Yes.
So I should not try to, you know, push myself into writing that much all the time. It's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So I did write, but I said I was going to make it to 20K words in French Kissing, and I did not do that at all. Because I didn't write on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you know, at least you produced some words, which is more than can be said for me.
Yes.
Because I'm still at the same word count as in the last podcast.
Is it because you sent me your chapter?
Maybe.
Because I didn't say enough encouraging things?
No, other things seemed more important and, I don't know, I just couldn't muster up the energy to do that.
Not easy, is it?
I know. So, I don't know, maybe next week there'll be more.
Maybe tomorrow.
Well, yes, but so there's no progress on that front for anybody who's interested. Not that I expect many people are. But, it doesn't mean we haven't done anything.
No, what I did was I made a list of all my books in order. Mm-hmm. And then I said, what the hell, I have so many books.
Yes.
That it's okay to take it a bit easier this year for crying out loud. So many books. And the worst thing is, I always feel like I don't do enough, like I have not written enough. And then I saw the list of all these books and I said, for Christ's sake, you have done enough.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, it's a long list, let's say, like that.
But it was also interesting because I listed them per series, but then I also listed them per year. And, you know, it's like, it was a throwback because, you know, I could so clearly see where it started with short stories, then a little bit longer, and then, you know, serials. And then, you know, up to novels and over 6.5 years, it was so, could clearly see the progression definitely in word count.
Mm-hmm.
I hope also in
quality.
Yes. But yeah, I can't be the judge of that, but maybe a little. So that was very interesting. That took me the better part of Thursday to do that. So But it was fun. It was a worthwhile job.
Mm-hmm. And it's on your website, right?
Yes, it's on my website.
If people are interested in having a look.
Yes, definitely.
I'll put the link in the
books in order.
In the description of the episode.
Yes. So, and what did you do?
What did I do? That's a good question. Well, no, we decided that one novel needed a cover revamp.
Which one?
Once in a Lifetime. Mm-hmm. So
the cover was too saucy.
Well, yeah, also very dark.
And also because in the beginning when I tried to do AMS ads for Once in a Lifetime, it said I was not accepted to do it because I think the cover was
shows too much skin.
Yeah, but then now I can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
They must have changed some sort of policy. I don't know. But anyway, I did. That was one of my novels that could do with a new cover. Yeah, it's a bit dark.
Yeah, so I worked on that.
Now it's a bit more sparkly.
Yes, well, it's not, I mean, people cannot see it yet because we still need to have a proof printed and all that, but it's part of a grander task of redoing the interior of all the paperbacks that were still done in Word and, you know, in a very laborious way and to make them more consistent, since I now use another vellum to make the interior of print books.
Inventory management. Yes. It's a full-time job.
And there was a lot of inventory management this week, like, you know, uploading some new versions of books, uploading books to new retailers, that kind of stuff, making sure that the prices are consistent everywhere. And
yeah. It's definitely, being wide is definitely more work.
Yeah, well, because you do have many more places that you have to upload your book to and, you know, things to check, and they all need different sizes of covers and different versions of files. And
But it is worth it.
Definitely, definitely. But so that's what I've been doing instead of writing this week. Yeah. Well, but a lot of it was accomplished this week, so maybe, you know, there can be some writing in the coming week.
Maybe.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Yes. Anything else work-related you want to talk about?
No, I did not properly prepare for this podcast.
But it says you had a lot of ideas.
Yeah, I did. Sometimes you cannot, like, write and you need to have some ideas. But I did have ideas, but I don't feel like I can talk about them.
Ah, okay. Well, ideas to be revealed at a later date.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe never.
Or maybe never.
You know, ideas, not all ideas come to fruition.
Fruition.
I was going to say fruition. So, yeah, we will have to see about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think my takeaway from the week is, because actually I had a pretty good week last week, even though I didn't write like not even 10K words, I wrote 7,000 actually. It's okay. I mean, especially now that I've seen the list of all the books I've written, I mean, what I should actually do is count up all my word counts.
Oh, yeah, and definitely.
Then I can say, okay, it's okay to take a break, but it's so hard because always in the back of my mind it's, oh, is it really okay? And there is nobody to tell me it's really okay. I just need to tell myself that it's impossible.
It is okay.
Yeah, but if you tell me, it's not the same.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate that you tell me, but, you know, but it is okay. So mm-hmm. If I repeat it often enough, I'm going to have to listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Just a message to myself. It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
That can be the title of the podcast. Harper says it's okay.
Okay.
And then we did something fun this weekend.
We went to Paris.
Yes. We hadn't been in a while. It'd been since October, I think, when we got to Paris. It was fun because we didn't do any work. So it was truly a relaxing weekend.
Yes, because otherwise we'd never truly relax on the weekend.
We always end up working either or both days of the weekend, or, I mean, at least part of a few hours. And now we didn't. So that was really fun. And
I didn't even take my laptop.
No. Well, I had mine.
Because it's not just work. It's like when you have your laptop, you're always checking sales and just have at Water's Edge come out, you know, send the news. I don't want to see how it's doing. It's so tiring to check all of these things all the time. So it's just like being a bit off the grid.
Mm-hmm. So what we did is we did a lot of shopping.
Yeah.
Because it was still the sales.
We did some really good deals.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we usually hardly ever go shopping when during the sales because it's too busy and you know there's nothing you can really find. But this time, you know, it was we did some good deals.
I think also because we've been mainly doing our shopping online, but we are now coming out against this.
Yes.
Because you know it's not. It's I don't know. We have some moral objections against the business model of these big companies where you can just send stuff back and
yeah. And it's, I mean, it is actually fun to go to a shop, a store.
I don't think it is, though.
I think
maybe for half an hour. I don't like shopping at all. But if I have a plan and I know exactly what I want, and like if you go to a department store, like I wanted new shoes and you have several shoe brands displayed next to each other, then it's okay. But mm-hmm. It cannot go on an entire day or even an entire afternoon.
Well, but I like the fact that I can try something on and know if I have to buy it immediately or not. Whereas if you buy it online, you never know if it's going to fit or not. And mm-hmm. then you have to send it back and get another size and, you know, all of that back and forth. All of these vans that have to come and deliver your boxes.
No, it's definitely the vans I have an issue with. Plus, also, I read an article about what it's like to work at places like that. And I mean, because it's the consumer who enables it mm-hmm. in the end. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't really maybe make a difference, but for us it makes a difference to no longer do our shopping in that way.
Yeah. So basically we did a lot of shopping and we bought some clothes and you found some shoes.
Yes, finally. I rarely shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a lot of clothes. We know this. I always wear the same. For writing, I wear loungewear.
But and then we also had a lot of nice food because, I mean, in Paris you eat nice food.
We had a lot of wine, but not too much. But also, I mean, in the entire month of January, the only thing I had drunk was one G&T before we went to see Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yes.
That's all I had. So I had a little bit of wine in mm-hmm. Paris.
And we went to see a couple of exhibitions as well, photography exhibitions, and that was fun too. So it was just a nice, relaxing weekend of some walking around, some shopping, some
really
eating.
Really cold.
Yes.
I had to wear my long johns, my technical clothing.
And we're planning.
Don't worry, the cat was taken care of.
Yeah. The cat was taken care of by her auntie, who came and visit her both days and feed her and keep her company.
Yes.
So, you know, she was not on her own for a whole weekend.
No.
And we're planning on going back next month.
Yes. Have you booked it?
Not yet. I will. Anyway, so that was a fun weekend.
Yes, we want to go back next month because going away is actually the only way we can properly relax.
Yes. So we've decided that we are now going to have one weekend every month where we go somewhere and just don't work and just relax. So next month, probably Paris again, but the month after that, we're traveling, so, you know.
Yeah, we're going to the London Book Fair.
Yes.
But we won't be going to the Diva Festival.
No. But the London Book Fair and then a week in Hong Kong.
Yes.
So have you been watching any television this week?
No, we've been watching a lot of Sherlock.
Oh, yes.
Because actually
Elementary.
Elementary,
not Sherlock.
Yeah, not the British one.
The American.
Which we don't actually like that much. Or at all. I liked the first few seasons. But then, I don't know, it went into a dark. We should maybe try it again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But we've been watching the new season. The latest season of Elementary just came on Netflix here in Belgium. And I enjoy it so much because I usually don't enjoy network TV. But this one I really enjoy, but it's because of the character.
And I especially enjoy Joan Watson's outfits in this season six. It's season six, right?
Yeah.
She wears all these pantsuits and ties, very androgynous clothing.
Yeah.
It suits her.
Yeah. Also, I think in this, because season seven is going to be the last, I just found out, which saddened me.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to end up together in season seven.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't think so. You think they've been building up to it, right?
Yeah.
They've been dropping
a little bit.
I don't think so, because that would be too, you know, I don't know, too stereotypical, too cliche.
Yeah, but it's still an American network show, you know, that's what they do.
Well, we'll see.
But then we finished it quite quickly, and then we said, oh no, and then we started from the beginning again, season one. And as it turns out, we've never actually seen season one. So.
No.
Plus, also, I mean, I sleep through a lot of it, so a lot of it is new. So
it used to be our nap time show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so...
Plus, it's very complicated, and there's always things you miss.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been watching that.
Yeah. Otherwise, nothing much to report on that front, I think.
No.
We didn't go to the movies.
No.
We didn't go to a comedy show.
No.
Yeah, we didn't do much, really.
Well, we went to Paris, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's enough.
And also, when we let out the cat, and then we have this big window overlooking the garden, and then we watch cat TV.
Yes, cat TV is very entertaining, especially if there are some supporting characters.
Yes.
I.e. other cats from the neighborhood who walk past on the wall. And then there are
poor cat. She has such short legs, and she cannot jump on the wall, and she tries. She tries, but she just cannot do it, and I know exactly how she feels. It's why we're bonded.
You're both short asses.
Yes.
So that's also entertaining, but yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think that's about it. What are we going to do this week?
What we're going to do this week? Yeah, we're going out on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we're going to a soiree.
To a club night, party where we're going to be...
Don't call it a club night. For myself, I don't want to call it a club night because then I don't think I can go.
Well, a party.
A soiree.
A soiree, which is actually an annual show where they celebrate... achievements in LGBTQ Belgium. Someone gets a prize for being the best gay or lesbian, and then someone gets a prize for being the worst person for LGBTQ rights. Mm. And then after that, there's a big dance party. And we haven't been to a dance party in ages.
Also, I'm really wondering who's going to get the prizes. Yeah. I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know either. But the thing is, it's in our hometown of Ghent, and it's in the big venue where there used to be gay parties all the time.
It's in the ballroom of our youth.
Yes, so, and friends of ours went last year and said it was so much fun because all the old guard of our young years of going out, they're all there because it's like a reunion of sorts. And so we're probably going to see
a
people.
A fun reunion. Like the reunion I went to in my home village a while back.
So all people that we haven't seen in more than 10 years or 15 years are probably going to be there. So it's going to be quite fun, I think. But we're going to have to stay up late.
So I asked you, will there be any of your exes?
No. Maybe some of yours.
Well, maybe one. I don't have that many exes either, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I got with you when I was 22. Christ.
So that'll be fun. We'll report back on that next week. See how late we managed to stay awake. But we're probably going to take a long nap in the afternoon to prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe an espresso before going out.
Oh, yeah. Gonna need a lot of coffee.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
If we go back to, the drink of our youth, we can have vodka Red Bull.
Oh, God. No. I can't believe we ever drank that.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is
disgusting.
Foul. Anyway, we'll report back on that next week.
Our soiree.
Yes.
You think I might get the prize?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't do anything for LGBT people.
What, you write lesbian romance? Something that I think that's,
in English.
Yeah, maybe.
This is Flemish.
Well, maybe you need to out yourself first as, Harper Bliss and maybe gather some publicity.
How can I out myself?
I don't know. Jump on the stage during the show and say, I am Harper Bliss. Don't you know who I am?
Do a Kanye. No, okay. I'll just be in the corner again. You know me.
Yes.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
She puts herself in the corner.
Okay.
Anyway.
Swap it up.
Until next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.